psychotronic crystal services, bone generator services. In fact, need life force to power them. They also need to be in constant friction with people and with corporations and governments in order to generate enemies, to feed them with life force, which of course can be very wearing. And the majority of people, unlike myself, like to have friendly relationships with people, organizations, and governments. I, as a super predator, just go around killing governments, their secret police, their military, corporations, etc. So if you bought any crystal or service and find operationally it's ineffective, the problem isn't with the service or the psychotronic generator crystal. The problem is you're not feeding it enough life force. We've also got on this psychotronicgenerators.com, Burn Your Enemies in Hell, where you can download 1,000 targets, be they Google, the IRS, the Pentagon, or your boss, or your wife, or your children, or some asshole who's persecuting you, into hell where their souls are shredded and they're put into torture bottles for eternal torment in the Omega Hell, which I've built. This, of course, generates hyperinfinity, which collapses the quantum wave function. And then, of course, as you've seen from the informational vampire option, that information is truly irrelevant and can have a multitude of outcomes which are dependent upon the amount of life force which is sucked out or pumped into them. So you can see we've got a complex set of parameters which control reality or matrix space, which it's become. And all of these things, primarily life force, hyperinfinity, and the complete subjugation of information as a tool, all of these things have to be downloaded into your psychotronic crystal or your bone generator in order for it to work optimally. So from myself, I go around collecting life force from the entire planet via the sequestered ley line system, which of course is sucking dry every single human on the planet who's actually in a matrix bottle, and energy life force is constantly being pulled out of them to power me. Their souls have been ripped out of them, downloaded into Omega Hell, shredded, and downloaded into torture bottles, so no human on the planet now has a soul. They've all been fully downloaded into hell, their souls shredded. This occurred because Tim Riefat sequestered the Jew bird's nest where Christs are tortured eternally, and all the karma of the Rothschild Jew Satanist walk-in is downloaded into them. That, of course, has been sequestered and reorientated so that everyone is Christ, all suffering eternal torture, so that Tim Riefat can expiate his sins and has a free get-out-of-jail card. This, of course, means the whole world has changed. So instead of one Christ being tortured on the cross for humanity, all humanity is being tortured on the cross for one person, which, of course, is the inventor of psychotronic generators, the inventor of the technology to rip souls out of bodies, shred them, and then torture their awareness, which you can think of as information, in special torture bottles. This technology, of course, is available to any of the shells listening to this MP3, and of course, is the future of humanity, where in fact humanity is a gestalt, a one mind, which in fact is the Tim Riefat mind, which then walks into any of the soulless shelled humans who wish to join in the God Club and become a vampire or sign master. Tim Rifat gave up on trying to save humanity because patently it's obvious that they worship the Rothschild Jew Blinker and that there wasn't anyone worth saving. So in fact, a firestorm of psychotronic Armageddon has shredded humanity. The human shell is now walking around in Matrix, life-stealing energy bottles, pumping their life force into the ley line system, which is then fed into the only consciousness on the planet, the Tim Rifat super being, the Dr. Manhattan, which is now feeding off all of humanity. Now, in fact, psychotronic generators and psychotronic crystals and the bone generators need to be completed by being plugged into the psychotronic generator network. This then automatically feeds them with life force, feeds them with the hyperinfinity to collapse the quantum wave function in the state which is described on Supernatural Spirit Mind Over Matter. And any soul scapegoats are automatically downloaded into hell, shredded, and eternal limitless tortures are inflicted upon them by the psychotronic generator computer network without any respite, without any escape. And of course, the information is shaped, vivisected, and manifested in the reality which is described in the services. So in option five, you simply scan all your certificates into your computer and then download the reduced information files onto option five, the psychotronic generator service manifester, which then automatically manifests any of the services you bought. So keeping your certificates is a must, and downloading them onto the psychotronic generator network to manifest them fully, of course, is a must, because it's not worth buying expensive services unless, of course, you plug them into the psychotronic generator computer network, which, of course, then fully manifests them, feeding off the 7 billion shells which now inhabit the planet. All these shells from every other timeline, all the shells from the past, present, and future, which have all been shelled by this technology. You can think of it as a remote viewer who can look into future timelines, Tim Rifat, then steals the technology from the future and downloads weapons of mass destruction, which destroy souls, biophysical bodies, and put the human flesh zombies into walking energy life force stealing bottles like in the Matrix film. All of this technology can be downloaded from the future and then manifested in the past if and only if you're a precognitive remote viewer and like myself have the ruthlessness to use weapons of mass destruction from the far future in the far past to optimize your position in the hierarchy of things. As I say, it's a gangster race which has no morals or ethics, so using limitless weapon systems from the far future and the far past has no moral or ethical considerations, because humanity patently hasn't any morals and ethics and is only run by gangsterism, the Jewish bankers now, of course, who have been totally vivisected, sequestered, and are just lumps of energy producing flesh being sucked dry of life force, exactly like in the Matrix film. And one can see these bone generators, which run off the bones in these shells, can actually manifest reality via quantum mechanic downloading of quantum wave functions, collapsing them, and the cyclotronic generator computer network can shape the quantum wave function and the collapse to produce any reality you wish. This, of course, is the future of warfare, where you've totally matrixized reality, you've totally taken over the wetware, which uses the software, and made the wetware just remotely controlled lumps of flesh, which are controlled by the computer network. In option 6, you get your crystals, you scan them into a computer, take photographs of them. Remember, light is gravity in the fifth dimension, and you're taking a five-dimensional imprint of the psychotronic generator, psychotronic crystal, all trademarked, remember. Remember, mind over matter and supernatural spirit are also trademarked, so if you see them used in any way with psychic consultancy, please inform us. You then download these pictures of your psychotronic crystals using option 6 into the psychotronic generator network, which then feeds your psychotronic generators, psychotronic crystals, with life force, so you don't have to go wandering around touching them to police stations, military bases, banks, etc. You simply automatically have the computer network, which is linked to Google, Facebook, Twitter, the IRS, the British government, MI5, EU, all of these now have their life force sucked out of them and feed your psychotronic crystals automatically. This then tops them up to fill them with life force to get them working optimally. So you can actually see the psychotronic generator network is needed to be able to make your crystals fully optimal, unless, like myself, 24/7 you're collecting energy, targeting the British government and killing them like dogs, which most people aren't, because you're normal and want to live your life and just want psychotronic generators and bone generators to augment your life and make it more and more pleasurable. I live in a constant state of war. My only aim to destroy the British government, wreck the West, take over everything. So, of course, that's a different paradigm. One can see with option 5, downloading the certificates onto the psychotronic generator network. This fully optimizes your bone generators. Option 6, where you take photos of all your crystals, download them onto the site via option 6, fully optimizes all your psychotronic generator, psychotronic crystals. Both of these options are $750 each. Option 5, $750, option 6, $750. And if you bought any psychotronic generators or bone generators, I fully recommend that if you want them to be fully optimized, where they work 24/7 at full power, you avail yourself of these options. Thank you.